October 18, the motive for obedience. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5:3. It is the keeping of the commandments of God that honors and glorifies him and his chosen. Wherefore, every soul to whom God has given reasoning faculties is under obligation to God to search the word and ascertain all that is enjoined upon us as God's purchased possession. We should seek to understand all that the word requires of us. We cannot show greater honor to God, whose we are by creation and redemption, than to give evidence to the beings of heaven, to the world's unfallen and to fallen men, that we diligently hearken unto all his commandments, which are the laws that govern his kingdom. We need to study diligently that we may gain a knowledge of the laws of God. How can we be obedient subjects if we fail to understand the laws that govern the kingdom of God? Then open your Bibles and search for everything that will enlighten you in regard to the precepts of God. And when you discern a thus saith the Lord, ask not the opinion of men, but whatever the cost to yourself, obey cheerfully. Then the blessing of God will rest upon you. Often ask prayerfully, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Am I in any way disregarding the divine precepts? Am I in any way placing my influence on the enemy's side? Am I showing a careless disregard of God's commandments? Am I willing to yoke up with Christ, to lift the burdens, and to be a co-laborer with him? Am I studying out possible excuses for neglecting obedience to a thus saith the Lord? Am I risking the consequences of neglect to obey the clearly revealed precepts of Jehovah because I am not willing to come out from the world and be separate? Shall the fear of man have a greater influence over me than the fear of God? Surrender yourself to God, saying, Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. I will not be found in disobedience to thy law, for that would place me in the enemy's ranks.